Solomon, and if you let me interpret the Bible that way, I can make it anything, mean anything you want to. But I say to you this, that you were created in the image of God. You're God's image. And you're not created in the image of an animal. And animals use their tongue to clean off sexual organs so they won't get infected. You use soap and water, I hope. Because that's, God does not intend for you to act like a dog. Now, I'm sorry. Forgive me. I've hurt your feelings. I'm sorry. I apologize to you. But I tell you, they say, well, the bed, the marriage bed is undefiled. That's right. The marriage bed is undefiled. Adulterers and fornicators God will punish is the rest of the verse. So don't fornicate and don't be an adulterer. You have sex in the marriage bed. It's undefiled to have sex in the marriage bed with your wife and husband as God intended it. Hallelujah. Better go on before I insult somebody's feelings here. I can get real specific. Now, out of fear comes torment. In 1 John 5:8 says, the love of God cast out all fear. Now, and you know, when you're afraid and everything's going wrong and you've tried real hard and you feel like nobody loves you, you get to feeling sorry for yourself. Poor me. And a poor me spirit comes into you. Oh, I'm so unfair. Nobody treats me right. They all just treat me so bad, and nobody loves me. That comes in from rejection and fear, and self-pity comes in, and you feel unfair. Paul felt like he and Saul was sorry for himself, and he felt that nobody was treating him fair. And with that, you get depression. Now, the Bible's the Word of God in Proverbs 12:25 says, anxiety in the heart brings depression. So when you get fear, you're going to get, if you carry fear in your heart, you'll get depressed. And you get despondency, despair, hopelessness, and suicide. Now, you can get false compassion. You see, if you don't feel like anybody loves you, then you can get something to love. You can buy yourself a dog, or a horse, or a cat, or a snake. Or you can go out to the rolling hills and take care of the rhinoceros that comes in. I mean, you can find these things and you can decide this animal loves you. And these people get false compassion. They take up burdens for the animals. And you've seen these signs that says, meat is murder. If you eat meat, you've murdered something. I still remember the lady who walked up to my Jewish sister who adopted me and my into her family when I was divorced and took care of me. She's a completed Jew, and she was at the country club. Oh no, she was at a church function. I'm sorry, she was at a church function, and she was wearing a fur coat. And this lady came and says, "How many little minks do you suppose had to sacrifice their life so you could have that coat?" And she said, "I don't know. This coat's acrylic. I don't know how many little acrylics they had to kill to make this coat." He says, "Besides, what's them leather shoes you got on? How about that cow they had to kill to make them leather shoes? And I saw you eating beefsteak the other night at the country club. Well, how'd you know about that murdering that cow?" And this lady got so flustered, she walked off. And I said, "Babette, I said, that coat looks like it's mink to me. She said, it's ranch mink, but she don't know any better. She won't bother me again. But here's somebody that got a false compassion for animals. And you find these people that are breaking into research laboratories, set the monkeys free and all this sort of thing. These are people who've been rejected, who are despondent, and they found a cause, something that they can relate to. And that's the way they handle their rejection. Now, Saul did that in 1 Samuel 24:11. Now, you know, people, if you have been rejected, you know, if you decide that you're going to do everything just perfect, nobody can criticize you. And so you're going to do your job perfect. They can't reject you then. And so you do your job just perfectly. And that, you know, when you start doing that, you get a little pride that comes in. And you wonder why everybody else can't do it as good as you. And you get pride, ego, and vanity comes in. And you get intolerant with these people. Why can't you see that? How come you made that mistake again? Look at that mistake you made there. And praise God. I knew a person who did this, and she couldn't get anybody to work for her. The group that she was with, they couldn't hire anybody. They wouldn't stay with her. They said, that woman can suck out all your self-esteem in 5 minutes. And then she would go through the business office and pick on the business staff and wonder why they made this mistake and this mistake and this. Made a little bitty picky things, you know. They quit. Man, I go someplace. I mean, valuable people quit. I go someplace. I don't take stuff like this. And so then you have the flush. She gets frustrated, impatient, and critical. And then she has anger that comes out. See, they got the little tail letter that says anger. And she gets angry with them. Tells them off. And then now you have unfairness, withdrawal, fantasy, daydreams, and vivid imaginations. That all comes in with the unfairness. And that's in Romans 1:21. And so here we have the spiritual roots of rebellion. I want you to look at it and see how all these things interconnect. Your Canaanite spirit comes in with a Hittite, a Terah, and the Amorite of pride. And these things branch out. Now, God gave me this revelation of it. And I based it, and I had been using Frank Hammond's, Ida Mae Hammond's revelation of schizophrenia. I don't like to talk about it. I wish they'd called it the double-minded revelation rather than the schizophrenic revelation. And this was a revelation that Ida Mae had. And it didn't have any scripture in it. God gave me all kind of scripture for it, which I've told you about. And if you really want to see a description of somebody who's been rejected, just read about Saul. Because God rejected him, and God withdrew his Holy Spirit from him and sent a evil angel. Now, Proverbs says, an evil man seeks only rebellion. An evil messenger will be sent to him. And the word messenger is angel, angelos. Now, that word is used 4 times in the Old Testament. One for Saul, one for the proverb, one for Saul, one for Abimelech in Judges, and to fulfill a curse by Joan the son of Gibeon, and one when God sent the destroying angels to kill the firstborn. The Now, what happens here is schizophrenia means split mind. And it says a double-minded man is unstable in all he does. And the double-minded man is a schizophrenic man, a man who has two souls. Well, actually, you don't have two souls down here. But what you got is you got yourself down in the bottom down there. And you got all these other demons. And what happens is, you yield to the demons to solve your problems. You get yourself in an uncomfortable place, like the man who was big gets himself in an uncomfortable place where he can't handle it. He just gets mad. And he is so big and so intimidating that, man, you just want to get away from him. Now, in witchcraft, men do intimidation, women will manipulate, but the end result of both of them is domination, and witchcraft is to dominate. Now, Jezebel spirit in women will manipulate, but you can have Jezebel spirits in men. There's probably a little Jezebel in all women and a little Ahab in all men. Because we've all been rejected and these spirits have come into us. Now, we allow them to manifest. Now, what determines how strong this spirit is? What determines how strong this hatred, violence, anger, and rage spirit, what determines how strong that is going to be? I mean, what determines in a person how strong that spirit is? Well, any of y'all ever been to a hypnosis clinic? Ever read anything about hypnosis? You know, the first thing they do, they have to hypnotize you. And then they bring you back and they take you deeper. And they hypnotize you again and again and again. And each time they take you down to a lower level. And what's happening is that you're submitting to a spirit, a familiar spirit. And the more you submit to it, the more you're worshiping it, the more you worship in it, the more you become its slave. Does not Romans say, do not yield your members to as instruments of, to sin, as instruments of unrighteousness, but yield them to God as weapons of righteousness? For that which you serve, you will become its slave. Jesus said, if you are a man who sins, will become a slave of sin. And so the more you yield to one of these spirits, the more you yield to the fantasy lust over him, the harder it is to get rid of. The more you yield to the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life, the more control it has on you. The more you think money is going to solve your problems, I can tell you about money now. God, my God was money before I got saved. I started off thinking if I could just make another $100 a month, boy, all my problems would be solved. And then it got to be more, and finally it got to be if I could just make $1,000 more a week, my problems would be solved. And you know, there was a hole in the bottom of that sack. The more I made, the more bigger it got, and I couldn't shovel money into it fast enough. Money is a mean God. Greed is a mean God. I don't recommend him. Paul said he's a sure road to hell, the love of money. Okay. And so the more you serve control and possessiveness, the stronger it will become, the more you have to control. And the bitterer you will get. As you do it, you become a bitter, controlling person. And that becomes your personality. And the real you is down here. And you go over here, and you got fantasy lust and seductiveness. And so, this is a pattern for deliverance. And you always start with fear. You start with rejection. You start with fear and pride. Those are your strong men. You always start a deliverance ministry when you're praying for people. You start with rejection, fear, and pride. Now, I minister mostly by word of knowledge. When I first started, I used to take a yellow pad and sit down and talk to people and take a history, just like a medical history. I would sit down and talk to them. I'd ask them about their mother and their father and where the mother and father came from and their grandparents and whether or not they were in fraternal organizations or not. I would talk to them about whether they've ever eaten blood or not, what their heritage was. And then I would talk to them about whether or not there'd been incest in the family that they knew of, whether or not there'd been illegitimacy in the family, whether or not they were an illegitimate child conceived out of wedlock, and ask them whether or not they'd been in sexual sin. Then I'd ask them about outbursts of rage and anger and hostility. And then you'd ask them whether or not they'd been in fantasy or not. And then you'd go into the occult and see whether or not they had been in the occult. And you'd ask them about the Ouija board and all the various occult games. And then you asked them about whether or not they ever turned the tarot cards, did any type of divination, or whether or not they tried to control other people's lives, or anybody ever controlled their life. And you asked them all these questions about the sins of the fathers and about their lives. And you'd write them down. And the yes questions, you'd put out the... on the side, the type of demon you would expect to find. When you're ministering in a mass group like this, where you got a whole line of people, you don't have time to talk, then you're dependent entirely on God's, you're out on naked faith. I mean, you're out there on naked faith, and you just say what God, I'd rather minister to people I've never seen before. Because then I'm entirely, totally dependent upon God. And I'll say what he gives me. I mean, you know, he gives me incest. I'll say incest. Now, incest can be either in your life or in your background. Now, incest, the curse of incest runs 10 generations. That goes back 400 years. And you people got any idea what your blood kin was doing 400 years ago? 10 generations includes 1,038 people. It's either 28 or 58, but it's over 1,000 people. And every time it's replicated, the curse starts over again. And it runs in families. You know, fornication runs in families. Divorce runs in families. Heart attacks run in families. And with all of this go certain disease patterns, which we'll talk about tomorrow. And so tonight... I've been sitting a little over an hour and a half now. I think you better stand up and get your blood. I want you all to stand up and praise God and start jumping up and down and let the blood circulate. All, are they not all ministering spirits to the heirs of salvation? I ask you to send the ministering spirits, and I ask you to send the hornets, Lord God, to drive them out as we call their name, Lord. You said you'd send the hornets to drive out the Canaanites and the Perizzites and the Lucites and the Hittites and the Amorites in the name of Jesus and the Hivites. I thank you, Lord, and I praise your holy name, Lord. Hallelujah. Say, dear Lord, I believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God, was manifested in the flesh, was crucified, and died for my sin. He ascended to heaven and was raised from the dead for my justification. Ascended into heaven where he... makes intercession for me at the right hand of the Father. Thank you, Lord. Jesus Christ is my big brother. God is my Father. I have been adopted into the family of God. I have been translated from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light, for the Son of His love. I am not a citizen of this world. I am an ambassador of the kingdom of God. And as an ambassador of the kingdom of God, I can call on all of the armed forces of my kingdom. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Jesus. I break the curses over me. I repent of all the sins of my ancestors and all my sin, Lord. Jesus was made a curse for me that I might be delivered from the curse of the law. I break the curse of incest, illegitimacy, fornication, whoredom, idolatry, poverty, the vagabond, for returning evil for good. I break all these curses. I break any curse spoken against me. For your word says, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. And every tongue that rises against me in condemnation, I shall refute and refuse. This is a privilege of the thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Lord, we praise you and bless you and glorify you, Lord God. This is a privilege of all the saints. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I confess to you that in the past I've been involved in some type of divination. I confess it is sin. At this time, anybody who's been involved in card laying, divination of any kind, card laying, Ouija board, Mary Worth, any type of divination games, confess them to sin under your breath to God. You don't have to shout it out. You just have to put it in the airways under your breath. Specifically, Lord, we confess these sins to you, Lord, and all the others, Lord. If there's anything that we need to confess, you bring it to, have the Holy Spirit bring it to our mind in the name of Jesus. I break the curse of divination, of witchcraft, of sorcery in my life. I break any ungodly soul ties to anyone. Living or dead, that has ever controlled me or dominated me in any way contrary to the will of God. I cut them loose, call back my soul, and release any foreign soul in me. Lord Jesus, you know my sexual sin. I confess it to you, Lord. I ask forgiveness in the blood of Jesus. I ask you to break all the curses, including the one of oral genital sex, pornography, masturbation. I break all these curses, and I break all the ungodly soul ties that have resulted from them. And I release anyone else involved with me in these sins, I release them to God and call back my soul and release any foreign soul in me in the name of Jesus. Lord, I confess there are certain people I resent, that I'm angry with, that I ask you, Lord God, to help me forgive these people. To help me, Lord. Turn me loose, Lord God. Let this thing depart from me. Heal me, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Lord, grant me forgiveness and freedom from being hurt. in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, you know the thing that ties me, the thing that binds me, the thing that hurts me. Lord, I asked to be set free tonight. I bind it and I cast it out in Jesus' name. For it is written in Joel 2:32, anyone calls upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. Leave me now in Jesus' name. Everybody have a seat. People, I say to you, if you feel, now we're going to start praying, keep both feet flat on the floor. Remember when you were a little child, you said if you crossed your fingers, you didn't have to tell truth? Remember that? Well, the devil says if you got your feet crossed, your fingers crossed, your knees crossed, he means you aren't telling the truth and he don't have to believe you. And he don't have to set you free. The devil is a legalist. He's an absolute legalist. And he will use every legal trick in the book to keep you from gaining your inheritance. Derek Prince tells a story of a man who inherited a good bit of money. And the family just got upset. There were some family members felt like they should have gotten some of that money. And so they protested the will. And they hired themselves a crooked lawyer. And they kept that inheritance tied up for 8 years. Now that inheritance was legally his the minute the will was read. The minute that testament was read, his inheritance was there. But he was not able to appropriate for 8 years because his crooked lawyer just kept using all these legal tricks to keep him from getting it. And you got a crooked lawyer that doesn't want you. His name is Satan, and he's a legalist, and he doesn't want you to get your inheritance. And so that's the reason I say we're going to walk down the line. We're not going to give him anything that he can say he doesn't have to obey. So put both feet on the floor. Now, in the name of Jesus, I bind the spirits of rejection now in the name of Jesus. I bind all the Canaanite spirits in the name of Jesus. You Canaanite devils, you can't have. They've come out of Cana. In the name of Jesus, we've come out of Cana. We're no longer in Cana. We come out in the name of Jesus. And I speak to the Amorites now. I speak to the Amorite of pride, ego, and vanity in the name of Jesus. And I break his power. You Amorite devil, you come out. You proud, haughty devil, I bind you in Jesus' name. And you turn God's people loose. You turn them loose in the name of Jesus, you proud thing. I bind you and I break your power and I command you to leave God's people now in the name of Jesus. I bind the spirits of the Amorite. I bind the proud devil in the name of Jesus. And I break his power and I speak to the stubborn spirit. That stubborn spirit in the name of Jesus. Come out in the name of Jesus. Speak to the hard heart and the stubborn spirit hardened by sin. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. I break your power. Come out, stubbornness. Stubbornness now in the name of Jesus. Come out, scorning spirit. Spirit of the scorner. Spirit of the gossip. Spirit of the weak tongue. Come out in the name of Jesus. Come on out, the fault finder. Come out in the name of Jesus. Come on out in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind that spirit. We bind the spirits of rebellion now. Rebellion is a sin of witchcraft. Come out, rebellion. I break the period of rebellion. Rebellion against husband. Rebellion against boss. Rebellion against this pastor. Rebellion against God. I bind rebellion. Doesn't want to follow the Holy Spirit. I break your power in the name of Jesus, rebellion. You can't torment these people anymore now. Come out of there, rebellion, in the name of Jesus. Come out. Come out. Find fault with the pastor and his wife. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind you and I break your power. And I command you to be gone in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Go, go, go. All of you, go all the rebellion. Be gone in the name of Jesus. Come on out. Witchcraft now. Divination now. Spirits of divination, I bind you. Spirits of the python in the name of Jesus. Spirit of Leviathan, you can't stay in people now. Come out, come out. I speak to that python spirit. I break its power now. I pull you out in the name of Jesus. Come out. I break the curse that gives you the right to be there. You come out. out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on out, 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 out in the name of Jesus. Out, all you python spirits, come out, all you leviathan spirits. I break your power now in the name of Jesus. I pull out the spirit of witchcraft now, witchcraft, witchcraft mind control. I isolate you from all other spirits, spirits of intimidation and manipulation, come out in the name of Jesus. Spirits of Jezebel and Ahab, I bind you and I break your power, and I command you to leave God's people now. Come on out of there. Come on out. All the Jezebel spirits, all the Ahab spirits, all the intimidation spirits, come on out. All the control spirits, all the dominating spirits, come out. In the name of Jesus, I bind you and I break your power, and I command you to leave. Leave God's people now. All of you. Go, go, go. In the name of Jesus, I come against the stubborn spirits, stubborn self-willed spirits, deceiving spirits. In the name of Jesus, come out. Spirits of deception, self-deception, come out in the name of Jesus. All you seducing spirits that would sear their conscience, I bind you. All you seducing spirits, come out. Out in the name of Jesus. All you religious seducing spirits, I speak to the religious spirits, the seducing spirits, come on out. In the name of Jesus, I break your power in Jesus' name. I command you to be gone in Jesus' name. Go, go. Go in the name of Jesus. I break your power in Jesus' name. I come against the spirits. I pull out the root of bitterness now. I pull out that root of bitterness in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out of there, root of bitterness, in the name of Jesus. I break your power and we pull you out in Jesus' name. We pull you out in Jesus' name. You shall not defile this child any longer. I come against anger, rage, hostility, and murder in the name of Jesus. Murder spirits, come out. Spirits of murder, come out in the name of Jesus. Come out, spirits of abortion, spirits of Moloch and Shamush, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. I break your power. Spirit of death, death that came in. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Spirits of death that came in, I break your power and I say, go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go in the name of Jesus. Go, go, all of you, go in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. We come against the spirits of self-pity now. Pull me. I bind the spirit, the Hittite spirit of terror and fear in the name of Jesus. And I break your power. Come against that spirit of rejection, fear of rejection, fear of not being good enough. Come on out. Fear of having to work to please, to be accepted. I bind it in the name of Jesus. That if you just like so-and-so, you'd be all right. I bind the spirit of self-hatred. Those people who've had to work all their lives to be accepted, trying to move to be somebody else, want to be somebody else. Come on out. Somebody be, if I just like so-and-so, I'd be better. Come on out of that self-hatred. Come out. In the name of Jesus. All self-hatred be gone. Go in the name of Jesus. Go on out of there, self-hatred. Leave God's people in self-hatred. Come out. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. I speak to the immune system. Rise up, immune system. Rise up, immune system, in the name of Jesus. I bind and I break the spirit of self-hatred in the name of Jesus. I come against envy and jealousy now. Envy and jealousy cause rottenness in the bones. Come on out, all you rotten spirits that would rot their bodies. Come out, come out. All you perverse tongues that would break their spirit in the name of Jesus. Come out and cause dryness in the joints. Come out. In the name of Jesus Christ, I break your power and I say, out in the name of Jesus Christ. Be gone. Be gone in Jesus. Be gone. I speak healing and restitution to God's people in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I come against fantasy now. I come against the spirits of fantasy, daydreaming, make-believe. Come on out. Come on out now. All you fantasy spirits, all you daydreaming spirits, all you make-believe spirits, come out in the name of Jesus. Come on out. All fantasy lust, all pornography, all masturbation, come on out in the name of Jesus. Come on out. Out in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I want everybody to cough for me now. Come on out, masturbation. I want everybody to cough. Come on, cough. Everybody, come on out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on out, 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 all of you. Come on out of there, you self-pleasuring spirits. I bind you and I break your power. You can't stay there anymore. All you fantasy spirits, come out in the name of Jesus. All you fantasy spirits, spirits of sexual fantasy, spirits of fantasy of power, of how much money you can make, and how much money you can give to the kingdom of God. If you just had all this money, you're going to win the lottery, and you're going to be able to give all this money to the kingdom of God. Because you're going to tithe on it. Come on out in the name of Jesus. All you fantasy devils, come out. All you air castles, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on out, out, out. Love of money, come out. Love of money, greed, love of money, come out. Fear, in the name of Jesus. Lust for the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. Come on out, pride. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on out. Macho spirits. Macho man spirits. Come out. Macho spirits. Come out in the name of Jesus. I break your power. Say, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Depression. Anxiety and depression. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Anxiety in the heart brings depression. Come out. All spirits of heaviness now. He gave us a garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that we might be a planting of the Lord, a tree of righteousness. Come out. All depression, come out. Spirit of heaviness, come out in the name of Jesus. You got no right in God's people. In the name of Jesus, come out. I bind you and I break your power. I come against the perverse spirit, the deaf and dumb spirit, and the perverse spirit, the spirit of perversion. And I bind you and I break your power. Come on out. Don't you tear God's people. You just come out of God's people now. You can't filter through the eyes and the ears anymore. I bind you and I break your power. You can't filter the ears anymore. You can't stop them from hearing the Word of God. You can't stop them from reading the Word of God. I break your power in the name of Jesus. Come out, you spirit of stupor. Stupor, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Stupor, I bind you and I break your power in Jesus' name. Come out of there, stupor. Stupor. I bind you, and I break your power in Jesus' name. Be gone. Be gone, stupor, in the name of Jesus. I come against the spirits of suicide now, in the name of Jesus. Suicide, I bind you, and I break your power in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Now, in the name of Jesus, I bind and I break. Lord Jesus bore all of our pain and all our sorrow. All our sorrow and all our grief. That's all our pain and all our illness. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was laid upon him. And by his stripes we have been healed. In the name of Jesus. I just bind now the spirits of headaches in the name of Jesus. I bind the spirit of headache and congestion that would attack God's people in the name of Jesus. I bind it and I break its power. I command it to go in Jesus' name. I bind all the spirits of encephalitis, encephalomalacia, strokes in the name of Jesus. Come out of there. Spirit of the stroke. Come out. Turn God's people loose in the name of Jesus. Be gone in Jesus' name. Be gone. I bind the spirits of glaucoma and blindness in the name of Jesus and optic atrophy in the name of Jesus. I bind it, and I say, come out of God's people now in the name of Jesus. I bind the spirits of sinusitis in the name of Jesus. I bind the spirits of allergy and eczema. Allergy and eczema, I bind you and I break your power in the name of Jesus. Spirit of self-pity and self-hatred, I bind you and I speak to the immune system. I say, rise up, immune system. Rise up, immune system. I break the power of allergy now in the name of Jesus Christ. And I speak to the histamine level and I say, go down in the name of Jesus. And I speak to the immune system and I say, rise up in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, be normal. Be normal in Jesus' name. I speak to the spirit of asthma. I bind the spirit of fear that would bring asthma and high blood pressure in the name of Jesus. I bind that spirit of fear and torment that would bring up high blood pressure in the name of Jesus. Blood pressure, I speak to you and I say, be normal now in Jesus' name. Be normal in Jesus' name. I speak to the spirits of gingivitis and carious teeth. Root canals, be healed in Jesus' name. Be healed in Jesus' name. I speak to the spirits of tonsillitis and laryngitis. Be healed in Jesus' name. Be healed. I speak to thyroiditis, and I say, be healed in Jesus' name. Be healed. I speak to Hashimoto's disease, and I say, be healed. Rise up, thyroid, and work. I bind the spirits that would, in the immune system that would affect it. I bind that in the name of Jesus. Diabetes, I say, pancreas, rise up and make insulin. I break the power of that, of the demon that would affect the pancreas in the name of Jesus Christ. I say, rise up, pancreas. Be healed in Jesus' name. Be healed in Jesus' name. Be healed. I speak to the spirits of gastric ulcers now and gastric reflux, and I bind gastric reflux. Gastric reflux, I bind you and I break your power. Esophageal reflux, I bind you and I command you to be gone. Spirits of hay fever in the name of Jesus. Spirits of asthma, bronchitis, bronchiectasis, pneumonia, heart failure. I speak to fear. I say, be gone, for man's heart will fail from fear. I speak to heart failure, and I bind you, and I break your power, and I command you to leave now in the name of Jesus Christ. I speak to the spirits of colitis in the name of Jesus, enteritis, to Crohn's disease, and I say, be healed in the name of Jesus Christ. Be healed. I speak to the spirits of nephritis, of kidney stones, in the name of Jesus. I speak to the spirits of cystitis, in the name of Jesus Christ. And I bind them, and I say, come out, cystitis, urethritis, chlamydia, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. I speak to the spirits of dyspareunia, in the name of Jesus Christ. And I break its power, in the name of Jesus. I speak to the spirits of impetus, and premature ejaculation, and dyspareunia, and I bind it and I command it to be gone in Jesus' name. Be gone in Jesus' name. Be gone in Jesus' name. I speak to the spirit of delayed climax. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. You can't torment God's people. Come out. I speak to the spirits of frigidity in the name of Jesus. I say, go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. I speak to the spirits of PMS. I break the power of PMS and endometriosis in the name of Jesus, and I speak healing to them in Jesus' name. Speak to the spirits of arthritis, dryness in the joints in the name of Jesus. Lord, heal that broken spirit. Lord, heal the broken spirits now, Lord God. Touch the broken spirits, Lord God. Touch the broken spirits, the wounded spirits, Lord. Touch the wounded spirits, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Touch the wounded spirits, Lord, in the name of Jesus. The wounded spirit brings dryness in the bones. I speak healing to the wounded spirit now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Turn her loose. Come on out of there. In the name of Jesus, all of you, we break your power and command you to go in Jesus' name. Be gone. Go. All pain, all sorrow has passed away. In the name of Jesus, smell, I bind you and I command you to go in the name of Jesus Christ. I speak to epilepsy now and learning disabilities, and I bind the ADD demon in the name of Jesus. I bind the deaf and dumb demon, and I speak to ADD, and I speak to learning disabilities, and I say, be gone. In the spirit of epilepsy, I bind you, be gone in Jesus' name. Go, all of you. Go in the name of Jesus. Go. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Praise you and bless you and glorify you, Lord God. Hallelujah. I speak to fibromyalgia in the name of Jesus. Come out of them in the name of Jesus. I speak to you, line up with the Word of God. I bind you and I break your power in Jesus' name. I speak to the spirits of back aches and neck aches in the name of Jesus. I bind all the serpentine spirits in the name of Jesus. I bind all the serpentine spirits. And I say, come out now. Come on out, serpentines. Come on out. I speak to all the yoga spirits, the Kundalini spirits in the name of Jesus. Come out. Come on out. All foreign religious spirits, I come against his religious spirits now in the name of Jesus. The Pharisee spirit, the ecclesiastical spirit, the lying spirits, the spirits of exaggeration, the spirits of exaggeration, of lying, of tale-bearing, tale-tearing. I come against the gossiping spirit now, the spirit of the gossip and the tale-bearer, and I break your power in Jesus' name. Come out of God's people in the name of Jesus.